station is from Cameco. Cameco, as I'm sure many of you are well aware, is one of the world's largest producers of uranium concentrate. It has operations in Canada, the US and Kazakhstan, with exploration properties in Australia and Niger. Cameco owns uranium refining and conversion facilities in Ontario and has an equity stake in the Bruce Power Plant. Speaking today is Mr. George Acey, Senior Vice President, Marketing and Business Development.
Right. Well, good morning, everyone. And I'd first like to thank BMO Capital Markets for inviting us again this year. We appreciate the opportunity to share the latest news about our industry, our operations, and our strategies for growth. Before I proceed, I'm required to pass on our lawyer's reminder that this presentation includes forward-looking information, which is based on a number of assumptions, and the actual results could differ materially. So please refer to our annual information form and MD&A for more information about those factors. Cameco's vision is to be a dominant nuclear energy company. Setting our sights on this singular vision, we have become one of the world's largest uranium producers. In 2009, we produced 16% of the world's uranium. Consistent with our vision, and with the sale of Centerra this past December, we are now a pure-play nuclear energy investment. Because we have focused on nuclear, we have a history of hard-won success that strengthens our position in the industry. Over the past two decades, we pioneered the technology to extract uranium from deep in the Athabasca Basin in northern Saskatchewan. Our people and our experiences have prepared us to mine very different deposit types around the globe. We currently have mines operating in Canada, the United States, and Kazakhstan. The combined scope of our operations gives us a world-class inventory of almost 480 million pounds of proven and probable uranium reserves with significant additional resources. In addition to our currently producing mines, we are developing the high-grade Cigar Lake property and advancing a number of other projects, including Kintyre in Australia. Right now, we control 35% of the new uranium mines currently under development. To remain a leading long-term producer, we have more than 100 experienced professionals searching for the next generation of deposits on five continents. We have direct interests in almost 70 exploration projects in six countries. This includes controlling interests in the world's most prolific regions located in northern Saskatchewan, Arnhem Land in Australia, and the South Kazakhstan Oblast in Kazakhstan. We are, as I will explain, making a significant investment in our future growth. Our financial strength and robust revenue will largely pay for the pursuit of our strategy. Our revenue, of course, comes from selling our uranium products to a reliable base of customers in North America, Asia, and Western Europe. The bulk of our customers are large electric utilities, and our contracts are primarily long-term, some as long as 20 years. We target a 60-40 split of market-related and fixed-price contracts. Our market-related contracts allow us to benefit when market prices increase, while our fixed-price contracts give us some certainty in our revenue and cash flow despite fluctuations in the market. Our expertise does not begin and end with producing yellowcake. We also have stakes in nuclear fuel services and electricity generation. Our world-class uranium hexafluoride conversion facility at Port Hope is one of only four in the Western world, and when combined with our contracted capacity in the UK, supplies almost 35% of the Western world market. At the same time, we maintain a 100% commercial market share for natural uranium dioxide conversion services. We also have a 24% interest in Global Laser Enrichment, along with partners GE and Hitachi, which is testing a third-generation enrichment technology using lasers to commercially enrich uranium. Through our investments in conversion and enrichment, we intend to position ourselves to be able to provide competitive services that help us strengthen our customer base and expand our market share. As for electricity generation, We currently have a 31.6% interest in Bruce Power Limited Partnership, which is an excellent source of cash flow. Overall, we have planted the Cameco flag from one end of the nuclear fuel cycle to the other. Now, it's one thing to list our strengths, but the important question is, how are we making the most of them? What is our business strategy? Uranium production is our meat and potatoes. It is the core of our business. Our strategy is focused on increasing our strength in this area and capturing increased value for our investors. To ensure our continued growth, we launched our W strategy a year ago. Under this plan, we are aiming to double our uranium production to 40 million pounds by 2018. This total is based on projects we currently own and does not include production from any new assets we might acquire in the years ahead. Second, we plan to continue investing in our mines, mills, and conversion facilities to further strengthen our capacity to grow. And finally, we plan to gain exposure to new generation opportunities and to look at options to extend the operating life of the four Bruce B units. The need for energy cannot be overstated. The world turns on its energy supply. By 2030, energy use is expected to increase by 45%, primarily as a result of population growth and increased energy consumption in developing countries. But the world will not and cannot accept energy from just any source. It needs clean, reliable energy. Climate change and clean air are high on the agendas of governments around the world. Nations are also looking to diversify their energy supply to make sure that their homes and businesses stay lit. Nuclear is emerging as an increasingly crucial part of our clean energy future. As many of you are probably aware, President Obama highlighted the importance of nuclear energy in his State of the Union address this past January. He stated that a leading global economy means a clean energy economy, and part of a clean and vibrant economy is building, and I quote, a new generation of safe, clean nuclear power plants. Nuclear energy emits no greenhouse gases and is less vulnerable to market volatility than fossil fuels. Solar and wind will have a role in the energy mix, but they cannot provide the baseload power or the minimum level of electricity needed to sustain households and industry. You could say that while the wind doesn't always blow and the sun doesn't always shine, nuclear performs just fine. Given the world's increasing energy demands and the growing support of governments and global leaders, we believe the nuclear renaissance will reshape the global energy picture in the years ahead. Today, 436 nuclear power reactors are operating in 30 countries. And as we speak, 53 new reactors are under construction around the world. And in the next decade, a net increase of 91 new reactors is estimated. Economic powerhouses in the developing world, such as China and India, are racing to expand their nuclear energy capabilities. China has 11 reactors in operation, 20 under construction, and dozens more planned. We expect it to have a net increase of 42 reactors by 2019. India currently operates 18 reactors and has several under construction. We expect it to have a net increase of 13 reactors by 2019. 4 to 8 new reactors are planned in the U.S. over the next decade. Despite challenges such as the current economic climate, the U.S. government is expected to triple its initial commitment, of $18.5 billion in loan guarantees to $54 billion and is providing other incentives to revitalize its nuclear industry after 3 decades without new build. In fact, the Obama administration has already pledged a conditional $8.3 billion loan guarantee for the construction of 2 new nuclear reactors in Georgia. European nations like Belgium are reevaluating their nuclear phase-out plans, while other countries, primarily in Asia and the Middle East, are determined to phase in their first nuclear reactors. The expected growth in energy demand and the increases in the number of reactors means a greater appetite for uranium. In 2009, reactors around the world consumed about 170 million pounds of uranium. This is expected to rise to about 180 million pounds this year. The uranium to satisfy this consumption comes from two sources, primary mine production and secondary sources made up of surplus military materials, excess Western and Eastern inventories, and recycled products. Primary supply provided 77% of the fuel for reactors last year. The rest, about 40 million pounds, came from secondary sources. Consumption is expected to rise by an average of about 3% per year over the next decade. In 2019, it is estimated to be 233 million pounds. However, with the exception of recycled products, secondary supplies are finite and will not be sufficient to bridge the shortfall between consumption and primary mine supply beyond a few more years. The supply gap is estimated to be 250 million pounds over this next decade. Expansions and new mines will be necessary to fill this gap. And ramping up production will not be easy. The time for discovery, licensing, and construction in this industry is lengthy. On average, it takes more than 10 years to go from discovery to production. The supply-demand fundamentals continue to point to a very favorable long-term market. But despite the strong long-term fundamentals, there has been short-term volatility in spot market pricing. Today, the spot price is reported at $40.50, very near last year's low of $40 reached in April. The industry long-term price is $60. The uranium spot market is thinly traded compared to other commodities, and minor quantities can result in large price movements. Any hiccup in plant production or inventory building can have a significant impact on prices. Looking back at the economic turmoil of the past 2 years, demand remains strong at about 170 million pounds annually, and that's because even during an economic crisis, utilities still need uranium to feed their reactors to generate baseload activity. To keep on top of the growing demand for nuclear energy, we are implementing our strategy of doubling our uranium production to 40 million pounds. This will be achieved from three sources: our operating properties, development projects, and projects now under evaluation. We plan to expand our production in Saskatchewan, the U.S., and Kazakhstan. This includes upgrading our mills at Key Lake and Rabbit Lake, and boosting production at Inkai Blocks 1 and 2 to more than 5 million pounds next year. We expect Cigar Lake to generate 18 million pounds of uranium per year at full production, with Cameco's share being 9 million pounds. We also expect our projects under evaluation to become significant sources of production for us. Our McArthur River expansion project is part of the most prolific high-grade uranium system in the world. Inkai Block 3 in Kazakhstan has the potential to become a very significant source of production. Our acquisition in 2008 of a 70% interest in Kintyre in Australia also adds potential for lower cost production and diversifies our geographic reach and deposit types. Millennium is a significant uranium deposit in northern Saskatchewan that we expect will take advantage of the milling capacity at Key Lake. Each project has a clear development plan with measurable milestones. With our exceptional operational performance in the past year, we are confident that our growth will continue on target. Last year, we produced, for our account, almost 21 million pounds of uranium, and that's up 20% from 2008. Inkai in Kazakhstan produced over 1 million pounds, which was more than planned. Our reserve base at Rabbit Lake has been expanded, successfully providing additional years of production. Our greatest success story, though, was McArthur River, where we exceeded our production target to generate more than 19 million pounds. Cameco's share of this was just over 13 million pounds. And through an innovative freezing technique, we opened up a new mining zone that we expect to produce an additional 85 million pounds of uranium over the next decade. We are making significant progress at Cigar Lake. As we announced last month, dewatering of the mine is complete and crews are back to work underground. We expect production to start at Cigar Lake in mid-2013. In our fuel services division, we brought the Port Hope UF6 plant back online after securing reliable supply arrangements for hydrofluoric acid. Overall, our operational success is based on our commitment to operational excellence, ensuring accountability, continual improvement, and a commitment to maintaining safe and efficient operations by every individual in our organization. While our focus is on growth, we continue to produce strong results from our existing operations. 2009 was a record-setting year. Our revenue grew to a new high of more than $2.3 billion, which exceeds our 2008 revenue by 6%. Our cash flow is strong at $690 million, and that does not include Centerra Gold, which we sold in December of 2009, netting $872 million in proceeds. We plan to use these funds to grow our core uranium business as we pursue our target of doubling uranium production. Having said that, we're always looking for opportunities within the nuclear sphere that add value to our company. We've been quite active with vertical integration over the last few years in conversion and enrichment. And as we demonstrated with Kintyre in Australia, when we identify an opportunity in uranium space that can add value, we will acquire it. We expect our core uranium business, with the resilient pricing in our long-term contracts and our diversified production capability, to continue supporting our long-term growth strategy. We are now a pure-play nuclear investment with a proven track record and the strengths to take advantage of the world's rising demand for clean, reliable energy. We have geographically and geologically diverse uranium assets with excellent organic growth potential, innovative technology and technical experience that makes us a partner of choice in the uranium industry, and reliable revenue streams based on our extensive portfolio of long-term sales contracts. As the momentum behind nuclear energy continues to grow, so will Cameco's success, and with that, the returns for our shareholders. Thank you for your interest in Cameco and for your attention today.